consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindsets and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. I'm so honored that you chose to tune into this episode. If you do enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this podcast, and shout us out on social media. You know that your reviews, your honest reviews, really do help us and give me feedback about what it is that you're taking away, what it is that you would love to hear more about and learn more about. And it allows me to really feel into the topics, the special guests that bring on. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you as my listeners. And to follow me and shout me out on social media and this podcast, Activate Your Soulgasmic Business, you can go to Bold Sexy Warrior on Instagram, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. Oh my gosh, my loves, it's another sexy, juicy episode of Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank. Of course, I have my husband, my sexy silver fox, Dan Haig, with me today.
And, hello.
For those of you, hello, my love. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm not going to do the whole spiel with Dan's biography. You can go and read that in the show notes. But what you probably would want to know is that he's a certified financial planner, registered retirement specialist, and of course, he's very heart-driven. And today we are going to be speaking on how to be confident in selling and build your wealth. So at the highest level of a romantic relationship, it is that you are co-creating and contributing to the world together. And I'm very, very proud to share that Dan and I do feel we are at this level in our relationship. And we want to come on today because we felt inspired to share with those of you, whether you are in a relationship or not, some real talk and stories, because we don't come from money. Like, we're going to tell you the stories of how we began in our relationship that's related to money and how we literally have built our wealth. You know, we'll define wealth, we'll talk about how that's different from prosperity, and we're going to actually get to the nitty-gritty practical strategies so that you can start to implement them into your practice, your life, your business. If you've been tuning in, and if you haven't, I really encourage you to listen to some of our other episodes of Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank, which you can find on my podcast. And we talk more about our upbringing in those episodes and just some of the crazy, amazing, fun adventures that we have had. So today we're really going to focus more on confidence in selling and sales, and again, generating wealth and how contributing to the world generates more wealth for us. Okay. And so meaning you as well. All right, my love. So your Zend out, you just had a massage, session, and I just came back from my Cairo. We're each in our respective offices. I work at home. Dan works in an actual office. And Yeah, we were just really excited to just jump right on in. We've been together for 19 years. Our 15-year wedding anniversary is coming up on August 12th. And Dan surprising me, and I have no idea where you're gonna take me, babe, but I'm very excited. I love surprises.
Yeah, and the surprise is happening on Friday the 13th. So, oh, good thing we're not superstitious about such things.
Well, I actually think Friday the 13th is a good luck day. It's a blessed day. So
There
13
we
is a
go.
goddess number. So you probably didn't know that, babe, but
I did not.
it is. So there you go. It's kind of like, when people say 666 and they're like, oh my goodness, that's a devil number. No, actually, that's just a number to have you reflect on yourself, to be mindful and conscious about the thoughts that you're having. And to shift them if they're not in the highest good. So, okay. So let's set the stage here. We have been together for 19 years. You and I met through a mutual friend. And let's talk about the days that when we got together. So, now, just to let you guys know, I'm Chinese. I stayed at home until. I got married, so I never actually lived on my own. I lived at home with my parents and my brother until pretty much, I mean, if we don't count the sleepovers that you and I had, but basically I lived at home. And so I was a student when we met. And Hubs, you had just graduated and started the workforce. You're a couple years older than me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I lived with my parents for a good period of time, and then they retired, and they moved away from me. So I had to kind of fend for myself for a couple of years there.
Oh my God, please tell the audience like the extent to what you did and what you actually started out in. I really want people to understand like where we started. So you were insurance, was that correct?
Yeah, so I was in the insurance industry and it wasn't a fulfilling career. I knew I wanted something bigger. I knew I wanted something that was going to be more my calling. But the first couple of years, you're pinching pennies. I remember going to the grocery store buying canned tuna when it was 50% off. So I bought 180 cans of tuna. I remember buying 4 gallons of milk so I could freeze it. And I remember I always had to slice a little bit of the frozen milk off the top so it wouldn't explode in the freezer. So, because milk expands in the freezer. So all these things, trying to cheap out, you learn life lessons, right? But hopefully you're a better person for it at the end of the day.
So you were really great at budgeting, obviously you still are. But that's kind of like the vibe that we were at. It's like we were conscious about our money. I was a full-time grad student, sorry, undergrad student when we met, and I think I had just started my practicum working with autistic children, which was a paid internship. And that was, nice. So I had started to make my own money in that way. And so of course, we're mindful about our spending. I have been for a long time, more so from the perspective of, my mom always making sure that we buy things on sale as well, which isn't a bad thing. But sometimes when we, and it depends on where you are at in your trajectory or your development in your life. And at that point, as students, we really needed to be extra
Yeah.
mindful of our spending.
At the end of the
So
day, I was not a sugar daddy and you were not a sugar mama, that's for sure. So.
that's right. That's right. And then eventually you shifted into financial planning, and you've been doing that for how long now?
So I'm coming up on my 14th anniversary as a
Wow.
certified financial planner all across Canada here, and this definitely is my calling, right? And I think I can say that I'm pretty successful at it, and it ties in exactly to what we want to be speaking about today, is about confidence and monetizing on your calling.
Yes. And you know what I love so much about you, babe, is that you got into financial planning because you really were not satisfied with insurance. You're like, man, I don't even get to really have those meaningful relationships and the deeper impacts in supporting clients.
Exactly. The
And I just,
human connection was missing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just love that you really followed your heart and you explored different companies to be with, and you found one that's so truly aligned with you, which is IG Wealth, formerly Investors Group. So, and you know, I want to celebrate, so I'm going to celebrate what happened this weekend because I really feel like it is a true. Like an event that truly represents all the years of you putting in your hard work, your dedication, your commitment, and being really not just strategic about building your business as a financial planner, but you know, you really put a lot of heart into it. Like more importantly, you put a lot of heart into it. It does matter having the strategies. And having the heart in it is really important. Sometimes, if we just have heart and we don't have strategies, it can be a little bit of a hashtag hot mess, right? And if you're only
Exactly.
about strategies and have no heart, and you know, you and I know some people who like they may have heart, but they're not emphasizing it, and they don't quite come across heart-oriented. So it does negatively impacts their business. Not everybody that's a financial planner thrives, just like in any other industry, right? It does take intentional strategies as well as the beingness, the be do have. So this past weekend, do you want to share about it, hun?
Yeah, for sure. So, what I wanted to do is I wanted to connect with people and have people connect with other humans like we did before all this COVID craziness and lockdown happened. So, I put on a barbecue for clients and friends and family and guests where we could just get together again and have a wonderful time socializing. Because the human element is, I think, something that was taken away from us. I mean, yes, we were all locked in our houses with our families for the most part, but connecting with other human beings is part of who we are, and we were thirsty for it, right?
And it's so cool how you just really honored your clients and you their gifts. You have clients that came in and supported in the music. They're live D they were DJing. So that was awesome. They really were good.
Yeah.
And then you also and one of the husband of the DJ couple, their couple is so cute. He's also a liquor rep. And then it was just awesome to see Andrew, your associate, you know, be there and have his clients come and just it's such a
Yeah.
small role too, just those connections, right? Like his I'm like, oh, how do you know Dan? As I'm talking to all your peeps. And they're like, actually, and it's so funny because like I knew them already. That's how small of a world it is. And they're like, well, actually, we actually came in through Andrew. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. So it's just nice to have community come together. Of course, everybody, the bouncy castle was a hit. Just what an awesome day to connect, to have fun together, and to celebrate success. You know, you and I are all about win-win-win.
Yeah, and can I speak to the fun thing that happened with CBC coming in?
Oh, yeah, please. This is hilarious.
So I put a Facebook post on, and actually I have to share the fantastic poetry that
Yes,
I
please.
created. So my
Yes, you did.
intention for the event was the following: for all the missed wedding celebrations and university graduations, for all the missed birthdays and anniversaries and grand retirement parties, for all the missed backyard bonfire spectacles and summertime street festivals, for the Oilers playoff hockey that should have been, and finally the end of social distancing. So I was quite proud of my
I
poetry.
was
Took me
like
about
shocked
that took me
because
about an hour and a half to figure all that out. So yeah.
if you guys know Dan, he is not like this is not a thing you do. Like I was like, no, you wrote that?
Yeah, so that this left brain awesome. Financial planner was able to come up with some poetic prose here.
Rhyming, too. I'm impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, CBC, which for those of you who don't know, you know, big national broadcaster in Canada, they saw this event and I guess they liked the poetry as well, too. They sent me an email the day before and I thought it was actually spam because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to show up to your event. Just click on this link, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, right. I'm not going to do that as if they're showing up to my event. Anyways. Saturday morning, the day of the event, they show up, you know, TV camera and all. I'm like, oh, that was legit. All right, let's chat. So they interviewed me about what the intention was, and I just kind of reiterated the fact that, you know, I do sell investments. That being said, it's not just sales; it's connection. It's mm-hmm. you know, giving people confidence that you have a personal human connection with them. And having an event like this is what people want. You know, I didn't even talk about, you know, investments or insurance or anything.
Nothing.
At the event. I just wanted mm-hmm. to, you know, chit chat about, you know, the normal stuff, you know? So it was fantastic. And CBC got wind of that. They put the article up on their website. Unfortunately, they couldn't put it on TV because they're hosting the Olympics on there, but they had the event up on their website. So it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And it was really quick too, because like hours later, the article was up and I think your interview, which we still haven't seen, is probably up by now. So yeah, we'll have to find that and add it to the show notes.
Maybe they figured I had a face for radio and they didn't want to put me up there. I don't know.
I doubt that.
Kidding. Yeah.
Okay. So when we come back from commercial, what we're going to continue jamming on is building the confidence to sell. How do we break that down? What do we do exactly? And then, yeah, we'll share the details and strategies.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's Rosalyn, fun as in have some fun, FUNG, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Okay, welcome back, love. So what we're going to do is, first of all, define wealth, what it really means, how's that different than prosperity, and we're going to then dive into being more confident in selling and some strategies around that. So, and then Dan, after our next commercial, needs to disappear because you've got a car appointment, and then I'll handle the rest of the show with focusing a little bit more on strategies for attracting more clients. Okay, part of selling. All right, my love. So do you want to go ahead and define wealth?
Well, you know, actually that Cairo appointment is actually a very good segue into how I define wealth. One way to define it, I say health is wealth,
because
so you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the ability to enjoy it, then none of that matters, right? So
we both
prioritize our health through exercise and nutrition and the maintenance like massages and Cairo. I think, you know, having a healthy body and a healthy mindset is what creates wealth in your situation, right? Money helps, but it's not the definition of wealth. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like no one ever is on their deathbed saying, I wish I had more money. I wish I made more money. Right? Like, and even if they had tons of money, if they're not in a place to utilize that money for their highest good and the good highest good of the world, then what the hell is the point? So the most fun time, like we love hiking, and it's so rewarding to be able to do those hardcore hikes where you're like dying because you're
so puffing and
like
puffing. Yeah.
I love it so much, you know, and then reaching the top of the mountain. I think that's so symbolic of really our life. Like, we are willing to put in the work, we are willing to do the research and have a plan to get there, you know. And I think that's really important in applying that in your relationship with money, to have a plan, have clarity about your goals and your bigger vision and the path to get there.
And just a little bit of a shout out about you. How for those of you who don't know, Roz climbed the same mountain twice in the same day. And it was not an easy mountain either. So that's how much she likes hiking up mountains.
Yeah, thanks, love. That was Haling in Camor. And for my 40th birthday, which is in a couple weeks, we're going to be hiking one that's even harder because I want to.
Because it's fun, it's rewarding.
That's right. So can you define wealth? Because we are also wealthy inside and out. What does wealth mean financially?
Yeah, so wealth means the ability. So when it comes to retirement, I define wealth as having peace of mind. And that's a very soft term, a very human term. But what it means in more tangible numbers, in tangible terms, is that you have enough money to achieve your goals without worrying about running out. Are you going to outlive your money, or is your money going to outlive you? So if you have the ability to reach your goals, whether it's if you want to sit on a rocker on your deck for retirement, that's fine. Or if you want to travel the world and give to charity and provide for your grandkids, then, you know, we got to make sure we have enough financial resources for you to achieve that wealth that is your top priority.
Yeah. And you share with me that, you know, you meet with people who are in their 60s and they're going to need to be working for another 20 years to be decently okay in that's retirement age, but for the rest of their life. And that just breaks my heart, because it doesn't have to be that way. So if you're listening right now, and I want you to know, like, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be struggling. We don't go to school and learn, unfortunately, at least not in our generation, And maybe it's shifted a little bit now. We'll see with our kids being 9 and 7 right now, which, you know, side note, I freaking love that some schools focus on kids creating business plans. That makes my heart so happy. But you know, like in general, we don't learn about how to go into a relationship with money in a really healthy and wealthy way. So do you want to speak more into that, hun? Like, just you basically help people eliminate their debt?
Well, yeah. And because of this lack of education, I think people have a fear of money, right? And it's a taboo topic. You know, I think it's opening up quite a bit more. However, a lot of people come to me and they're scared or they feel intimidated by the process. And then I hear more often than not at the end of my first meeting with people, they're like, oh, you know what, that wasn't so bad. You know, you make money a fun conversation, and just show them that it's energy. It's not about the numbers. It's about the energy and what money provides. And I think it kind of changes the dynamic of the relationship with money.
Yeah, and we dive deeper into this in our digital course called Manifest More Money, which we can talk a little bit about later, and that'll be in the show notes as well. But, you know, it really is like what you teach people is how to minimize their taxes, eliminate their debts, and secure their retirement. Like, that's so damn important. And, of course, we practice what we preach. It's really important. I would say, like, in my experiences, I find that solopreneurs, especially creatives and, like, my ideal clients, coaches, healers, light workers, are freaking talented at what they do. But at the same time, they don't, you know, even me as a previous therapist, like, I had no business sense. I had to really, like, make a lot of mistakes to learn. These supervisors I had were also not business people. So, you know, you really have to, psychologists and therapists are really good at being therapists, but we're not great business people, you know, and I really have to learn the ropes on how to sell, and stand out. And so authentically, of course. And so it's like, where I'm going with this is, it's really important that you stand in your power and you take your business seriously. You know, even if it's a side hustle, you still need to take your business seriously. It's not like, oh, I'll just go with the flow. No, you actually also need strategy. It's really important because if you go with the flow, you're going to be, again, that there's that hashtag hot mess, right? It's like, go with flow and have strategy. Trust me, I've been with go with the flow and then it's like fly by the seat of my pants. That's what it feels like. And my poor team's just like, oh my God, Roz. So anyway, let's go to specifically, how did we build our life, hun? How did we build our wealth?
Oh, what do you mean? In what sense?
Let's go back to when you and I were, like, I met you when I was 21, you were 23, you were working your butt off in the insurance industry, then shifted to financial planning. Of course, then you're learning about all the strategies of how to create financial plans. I mean, you have to get licensed and everything too.
Yeah.
And I started in private practice, started making more money. And then when I got registered as a psychologist, I made more money. Because your fee goes up. And so what did we do with our money? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well,
you need to know where do you house your money?
Yeah. So one of the things that, you know, as a financial planner, obviously we started investing. I figured out what was the optimal course of action for that time. That means making sure you're using the right tools available to you. You know, here in Canada, people are aware of RSPs, tax-free savings accounts, but they don't know how to use it properly. It's like trying to use a screwdriver to hammer in a nail. Screwdriver is a great tool, but it's not the right tool for that job. So I show people how to use the right tools for the right purposes. And then, of course, you know, we invested money for future growth rather than buying the flashy cars, right? I think that's important to prioritize the long term. And, you know, that was, you know, 15 to 18 years ago. And now we're really reaping the rewards of those decisions back then.
Yes. So, and do you want to share any client testimonials? You know, even your client that I spoke to this past weekend, he's so happily retired, by the way. So happy.
Yeah. So I'll just use his first name out there. Brad is one of my long-term clients I've had for over 10 years, and I've managed to guide him through retirement and, you know, to start his retirement. And he is just ecstatic because, once again, it comes down to that peace of mind. If you don't know if you have enough money to retire, then you lack that confidence. And it's interesting because people say, oh, I can just figure it out on the internet. Well, it's not that easy because there's a million and one different opinions on how much is enough. And it depends on your specific situation, because if you're self-employed, like Roz and I are, it's very different than if you're a government employee and you have a pension. If you've got, you know, four kids to take care of and a huge mortgage, that's very different than a single person on their own. So there's no templated solution. It must be fully customized. And that's where I come in, and I provide a customized game plan to help you feel confident in your financial future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also met another amazing couple. I didn't realize that at the barbecue. It was my first time meeting them, and they're your clients. And I didn't realize that you have known them for 15 years. I was like, holy. Or I guess it was 14, because you've been in industry for 14 years, but pretty much since the beginning of your career. And they were such an awesome couple. I was just like, that's so good. It was clear to me, without them having to say it, that they were so appreciative of you, hon. Like, so appreciative.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. You'll have to tell me who that is when we're off air here.
Sure. And their dad. You'll know who I mean, because their dad.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There we go. Yeah. Like, I know who that is.
Sweet 90-year-old man, maybe 80, like 80-something. And he was so sweet. He just had a hip replacement. But my God, the life of the party, just like dancing and just like hitting on the other women, not in a creepy way, just like in a really sweet way. I'm just kidding, he wasn't hitting on the women. But he was just like dancing with everybody. I'm like, I want to dance with him.
Yeah.
So fun. But yeah, and then in terms of, let's shift into selling. Because, I mean, obviously, you need to be confident in selling and to make money so that you can have money to build and generate wealth. We can't have wealth without money in the financial aspects. So I love, hon, first of all, you and I always are about relationships. Relationships are currency.
Definitely.
It's building that human connection. You also have been awarded in 2018 with IG Wealth. You've been recognized as having the Humanitarian Award. And I'm very proud of Dan. I'm so proud of him. I'm proud that I'm with this man who holds space so beautifully, not just for me, but for community. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you got that Humanitarian Award?
Well, the Humanitarian Award is simply, you know, I wanted to have more human connection between all the people in my office, and to create a greater good for our community. So I organized helping out with Habitat for Humanity, where we would build homes for those who don't have the financial resources to purchase a brand new home. I did a fundraiser, a monthly fundraiser every month, where we chose a different charity every month. And we gave them several thousands of dollars, depending on the event. So, I just think it's important to be more than just coworkers. We can also have, you know, real human relationships.
Yes. And that's co-creating and contributing to the world.
Yeah.
So, and I get to partake in those too. It's really fun to like I just love building homes. It's so much fun. And it's just like, oh, wow. Like you're with your own hands and with love.
Yeah.
You get to build the foundations of an actual house for a family who may be less fortunate. Like, I might start crying. Like, it just is so amazing to be able to give our time and our skill. Okay, I have no skills in that, so I learned. So it's kind of build your skills, right? Like, oh, I love it. And I guess that's the other thing is, like, how many of us say, well, that's not me. I can't build. I can't draw. I can't do that. Like, I can't sell. I can't speak. You know, how many of us limit ourselves because we think that's not me? So I'm going to challenge you, my listeners, to really be mindful about your own inner talk. Like, how often do you say that's not me? And when I'm going to bring it back to sales, well, that's not me. I don't really sell. Like, I just want to, that's not right. Like, if you're saying that, you're not stepping into your sales power. You're not stepping into taking your business seriously. In order to be in business, you need to have your bottom line increasing. And that's the facts. And so how we do that is we need to be selling, and selling often. And that word can really trigger people. They're like, oh, selling, yuck, right? And if you listen to my other previous episodes of Pleasure in the Bedroom Bank, I talk about some of my very first conscious sales experience as a child. And it was very traumatic. So you guys will have to tune into the other episodes. And so I've had to do a lot of work around sales. I have been that salesy person. I've made all of the mistakes, you know, and I'm talking about like when I started my coaching business only 4 years ago. I've made all the mistakes, you guys. So now I want you to shift into sales is sharing. It's sharing of your gifts, the sharing of talents. And you know that you are here to create impacts, deep impacts in the lives of your clients. And how blessed are they that they get to work with you? How blessed are you that you get to work with them? Like, fall in love with your clients.
And I'm just going to
fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just want to say something here. In your introduction to this podcast, you say monetize on your calling. So you're in this line of work because it is your calling, because you feel you're compelled, you're passionate about it, and therefore you are an expert. So share your expertise with your clients because they are relying on you. And if it requires you to, you know, show them a different way than what they thought was the best way, that's why they're hiring you. So feel confident in your abilities.
That's right. And for you, hon, do you want to share before you need to go? How did you find your selling power and your selling strategy?
Well, it's quite interesting because I can talk about financial concepts with my clients, and I know that 90% of it will get forgotten as soon as they walk out. But what the biggest takeaway is for them, and I always ask my clients what their takeaway is. If their takeaway is that they feel confident in the relationship that we have and my abilities, they don't need to remember everything that I told them. They just need to know. They just need to feel that I'm in control, right?
And, you know, that's how I feel when I hire my coaches and I hire my team, my marketing team. I just hired Joanne Bartolome, who was also on my podcast a couple weeks ago. Of empathy marketing. I freaking love her so much. I don't need to know all the ins and outs of what she does and the strategies and stuff. I like to because I'm genuinely, obviously very interested in that. And I don't need to know everything that happens behind the scene. I'm just like, I have confidence in her confidence. And I'm very confident she's going to take me to that $1 million. And so, for me, I'm just like, okay. And she's showed up. She's showed up for me. She's like followed through with everything. There's consistency. Like that continues that sense of trust and that sense of like, yeah, like we are in this beautiful container together, right? And so I want you listeners to feel into, is that what you're bringing to the table when you're serving your clients? And I know you need to go soon, Dan, but when we come back from commercial, we will talk more about the strategies of gaining more confidence. I'm going to really jam on that. But thank you so much, hun, for being here. I love you and have a great appointment.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, my loves, you get solo me right now. So if you have been loving what you're tuning into so far in this episode, I do want to remind you that Dan and I go deeper into our online course, Manifest More Money. It's a mini course. It's a workshop that we put on over a period of a day. And it was at the beginning of January, this year, January 2021. And we just really went deep into it. And we also had special guest Janet Key, one of my soulmate clients of Prosperous Woman Coaching. And she went in to talk about the sacred archetypes of money. And we also had another financial planner, Jennifer Prediger, who went into strategies as well. So Dan and I also talk about the energetics of money and some of the non-conventional ways in how we have money dates and how we talk about money. And we're very conscious about how we speak about money in general, but especially as parents in front of our kids. Because let's face it, most of us have stories that are in the foundation of shame when it comes to money and fear and scarcity because of our own upbringing and because we see that, you know, for some of us, unfortunately, money breaks up relationships. Money can tear people apart or people allow money to tear them apart. I should frame it that way, right? And that doesn't have to be the case. That does not have to be the case. And so Dan and I are very, very passionate about pleasure in the bedroom bank because of this, having conscious conversation with ourselves about money and with each other about money and also with our children. And so our kids have a healthy sense of money because we see that, look how they talk about money, how they treat money. It's having respect for money. So I know I just said a lot there for you to digest. And so I'm just going to invite you to really reflect on this. Like, do you respect money? Or do you fear money? Do you have this love-hate relationship with money? Does money bring a lot of anxiety and stress? And so as you're reflecting this, and if your answers are yes to any or all these questions, it's time to lean into those triggers because the medicine is there. And money is energy. So if you're feeling these emotions around money, it's going to affect the way you go into sales. Sales, remember, is a sacred process to support you to monetize on your calling. You must be monetizing in order to be in business and have a successful, flourishing business. And so I even was chatting with a couple of my clients recently, and this, you may be able to resonate with this if you're struggling with selling, you're struggling to find clients. Here's the thing. People don't know the shit that's going on in your head, except for you, right? And so you got to work on your shit and shift it. And remember that you're here to share your gifts. You are going to get more no's than yeses in general when it comes to sales. It is not personal. It is not personal. It's okay if people say no. Sometimes that means, no, we're not aligned, and maybe you never will be. And sometimes that means, no, not right now. You can think about, turn the tables around and think about you being the customer or the client. Sometimes you feel called to work with somebody, but you know now is not the right time, the aligned time, for whatever reason, right? So it's the same thing, but you eventually later invest in working with that person or buying that thing that you wanted, right? So think about it that way. Now, in terms of one of the struggles that recently came up in my conversation with the client was that she didn't want to come across as pushy or salesy with a prospect that she already had a discovery call with. And that person, they did a follow-up call because that person needed to talk to her spouse about the investment and working with her. And then kind of leading to the day of the follow-up call, the prospects had to reschedule. She didn't say she needed to cancel and never reschedule. She said she had to reschedule. And so my client said, sure, no problem. But she felt really, she told me in her words, I don't want to come across as pushy or salesy. So I didn't give her dates to follow up on. And I was like, whoa, love, what? No, it's really important. You're holding space for possibilities for that person to step into the yes. And so it is our job to follow through and give people as much information as possible, or time slots in this case, you know, hey, that's totally fine that you need to reschedule. I've got this date and this date on these times and these times, right? Being really assertive allows our prospects to build that trust with us. Like, we are taking leadership. We are saying, yeah, I'm supporting the yes in you, because that's what we're doing. We're supporting the yes in our clients, the elevated part of our clients, the next level version of our clients. And so we are doing ourselves and our prospects, our future clients, our potential future clients, a disservice if we are not in our sales power. We believe with conviction that we have gifts to share that will transform others' lives. And if you don't believe that, then it's really important that you do some work around that. You know, look at your client testimonials. If you're just starting, have some practice clients for, and the energetic exchange may not be money, then it's feedback. It's testimonials, right? Return on income isn't just about the actual money. There's an energy, money's energy. And so are testimonials, so is feedback. It's all in service, right? And so that can help build your confidence, because confidence is about being, seeing the value you hold of what you do, okay? So confidence is different than self-worth. Self-worth is the value you hold of yourself. Confidence is related to specific skills and specific areas and activities. So I always like to use the example of, you know, I had low self-worth back when I was struggling with food and body image, but I was very confident as a speaker. I was very confident in being a therapist. You know, I was very confident in my skills of helping other couples and families individuals as a therapist, but my self-worth was really low. Now my self-worth is high, and my confidence depends on the activity. So am I confident to cut my kids' hair? No. No way. Am I confident to learn if I had a mentor? Yes, of course. Right? And so can you see the difference? Can you feel the difference of confidence and self-worth? Okay, so selling is another skill. It does take practice. Nobody's born to be a great seller, right? Some people are great, myself included. I have a personality that's a promoter personality. Okay, there's different types of personalities. My energy is very promoter. And so even with that, I still needed to work on my skills in selling. It does not come naturally. The promoter energy is me raving about things, whether it's like food, restaurants, like movies, you know, friends, businesses. And I also love to celebrate. I love to celebrate wins, including my own wins. And that's promotion energy too, but not in a salesy way, right? It's just like, yay, like I'm so proud of myself. And so many people see that as, you know, I'm going to say it this way. Confidence looks like arrogance to the insecure. Confidence looks like arrogance to the insecure. So you are going to trigger people. Some people are going to think you're a narcissist because you're celebrating yourself. If you even look at the definition of self-love in the dictionary, it actually says narcissism. How do I know this? Because I wrote a whole chapter on the neuroscience of self-love in my best-selling book, co-authored book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And that's so sad, right? How did it come to be that self-love equals narcissism? That being proud of ourselves, promoting our businesses equals narcissism. When did that become that? You know, no wonder people are scared to be selling and pressuring people, because there are people out there who perhaps have that vibe. But if you're heart-driven and you lead with your heart, you build authentic relationships, you care about people, people can feel that. I'm very direct when strangers message me on Facebook. I'm very direct about who I am and what I do, what my business is, and how I can, like, and asking what inspired them to connect with me. So I position myself, and this is something that you can do. It's a strategy. Position yourself and then ask what inspired. And oftentimes the answer is, you know, I love your energy. And I'm thinking about hiring a business coach. Great. Or I heard about your Akashic Record readings. Awesome. You know, when we're that direct, we're not being around the bush. We're direct with love. That's important. Then people feel that. But if you're in this energy of neediness, which, by the way, I just came out, I'm very excited. Lionsgate, the first day of Lionsgate portal opening up, which I totally didn't even know the dates. I also officially decided to open up my YouTube channel officially, meaning Joanne and her team have helped me really, really polish everything up. I created my first professional videos on money mindsets. So what I'm talking about right now, go and watch those videos. Okay, my channel, I'll add that to the show notes. If you Google Rosalind Fung, I'm sure you'll see my channel. So it really is all about your attitude and your energy in selling. If you think you're scared of being salesy, you will come across that way. You will come across as not confident. Then that energy, people are not going to trust you and trust that you can support them. People hire people who show up in leader energy, in confidence. Okay, so I really want you to feel into that. People hire others and people follow others who show up with confidence and with leadership, heart-driven leadership. Mm-hmm, breathe that in. And that can be you. That is you. You just need to really dig deep. Connect with her, your inner leadership self. Yeah, breathing that in, feeling into this. Feeling in the confidence of sharing your gifts, changing the lives of many, your ideal clients. You're not born to live a mediocre life. You're here to stand in your purpose. Mora kira kora tia, mora kora tia, menene kia, mora kora tia, nanana kora tia. Thank you so much for tuning in.